Eric Rolf with Sweeterman Incorporated out of Garden City, Kansas, is on the line with us for an Ag and Energy Market Outlook. Good Monday morning, Eric.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Have kind of a mixed overnight as the grains are mostly lower with the exception of soybeans, which just continue to make a move higher. And we've seen the August contract break over $9, so definitely a bright spot there. Regular energy complex held down just slightly as the equity markets are struggling to gain ground, although the Dow Jones has turned around about 40 points here in the last 30, 40 minutes. So a little bit of light shining through there. In the cattle market on Friday, we had pretty small numbers reported on both the cash fat cattle and on the feeder cattle, but the cash cattle were about 2,800 head, averaging about 98.53. So that was a higher number by a good dollar, if not closer to two, on Friday than what we were seeing early in the week. So we'll see how the market reacts to that. Feeder cattle, we only had about 3,200 head reported on the index at about $3 lower than the previous Friday with a daily number of 133. That will drive the index about 30 cents lower to around 136.30. Market positivity last week that led the equity markets higher for the week was mainly surrounding vaccine hopes, as we've got several companies that are kind of racing to come up with something that shows positive results. Two of those making big headlines are Moderna and AstraZeneca. And between the trials that both of those have going, they have already started contracting hundreds of millions of doses of vaccines for next year. So I guess they're kind of on the spot trying to get something figured out here as we move into the latter half of the year. That providing the positivity to the market that we needed to keep things moving. Now the focus will be turned to unemployment benefits and whether or not they're going to keep the extra $600 per week for millions of Americans that are on unemployment right now. That will be the focal point of the week and determine kind of what things do. And I think we're going to see the majority of markets following the equities as they come through some of these decisions and vaccine determinations. With all that said, we've got August live cattle at 103.27, the October live at 106.87, and the December at 110.70, looking for steady to slightly lower in the live cattle. August feeder cattle at 142.70, the September feeders at 143.32, and the October feeders at 143.60. Similar story there as we're steady to slightly lower on the bids. August lean hogs at 52.80, October lean hogs at 51.07. Grain markets through the overnight, September Kansas City wheat down 5 at 443.75, December Kansas City down 5 at 455, September Chicago wheat down 6.5 at 528.25, December Chicago wheat down 6 at 534.5. September spring wheat is down 0.75 at 512, and September corn down 2.75 at 330.25, the December corn down 2.75 at 337 even. August soybeans up 3.75 at 901.75. September beans up 3.5 at 895.75, and November beans up 3.25 at 898.25. August soybean meal is down 50 cents at 286 even. The August bean oil is up 50 cents at 30.42. Over in the cotton market, the December contract up 58 cents at 62.51, and in the regular energy complex, August crude oil is down 19 cents at 40.40 per barrel. August gasoline is down a penny at 121.5 per gallon, while the August heating oil is up a quarter penny at 122 per gallon. August natural gas is down 2.75 at 169. August gold up $8.70 per ounce at 1818 per ounce. September silver made a push past $20 this morning, up 33 cents at 2009. Dollar index is up about 2 points at 95.95. September Dow Jones futures up 18 points at 26,538, while the September S&P futures are up 1.75 at 32.15.75. So that's how the markets will start out the week on Monday morning. If you have any questions on these, any of the other markets, or any of your marketing needs, you can feel free to give me a call. This has been Eric Rolf with Sweeterman Incorporated, 620-275-4100, or go visit our website at upthelimit.com.